Earth Search, a 10-part adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. Commander Telson, Shana, Darv, and Astra have escaped from the hulk of the Challenger's sister ship in a space shuttle and Thornton space ferry, only to discover that the Challenger has vanished. Earth Search Part 8, Marooned.
Damn this useless equipment.
Thornton's fighter obviously wasn't designed for long-range searching.
No, but it's faster and better equipped than the shuttle, which is why Shana and I came across. Any sign of the Challenger, Shana?
With just 20-plus magnification.
Darv?
Radar sweep sector 275, nothing. Switching to 276.
It takes four people to control the Challenger, so how did that android manage it?
Fagor may be a warrior android, but he's probably cunning enough to realize what we've realized, that it's possible to reprogram service androids to undertake control room operations.
Calculations complete. Assuming that Fagor seized control of the Challenger within 30 minutes of Darv and I leaving it, and assuming maximum acceleration, well, then the Challenger must be within 1,000,000 miles.
I got an echo, then.
No readings.
I was random sweeping. I'll try again. Are you ready?
Give me an audio reference for the telescope guidance.
On audio. Stand by. Come on.
Useless.
I'll try 5 seconds of arc around the node. I definitely had an echo. Stand by. Unidentified object bearing 276.85, range 392,000 miles.
I've got it. It's the Challenger. 400,000 miles on optical ranging, and her main drive's closed down.
Which means her recessional velocity will be constant.
So let's get after
her. No. Wait. We need a lot more data.
Oh, come on, Telson. If we sit around here scratching about for information, that 400,000 mile gap's going to become 500,000.
I'm not worried about distance, Darv. What concerns me is time. How long it's going to take us to catch up with the Challenger, and how that period equates with our air supplies.
Telson.
Before we do anything else, we're going to put the computer to work on some calculations.
And transferring the liquid oxygen reservoirs from the shuttle will give us 156 hours air supply.
156 hours. What about the mobility suits?
That's another 20 hours.
176 hours. Astra's figures agree with mine.
Yes. And we'll be using some of the mobility suit supplies to transfer the reservoirs from the shuttle to the fighter. Say, 3 hours. Well, there's your answer. We've got 173 hours air supply for the four of us. And it's going to take 200 hours to reach the Challenger in this ferry and double the time in the shuttle.
So we use the ferry?
We don't use anything. If you want to waste breath arguing with me, you go right ahead. But you can't argue with those figures. If we go after the Challenger, we'll have been dead for 27 hours by the time you reach it.
Surely we can at least try.
No one would be happier than me if you can prove those figures wrong, Astra.
So what do we do?
We re-enter the hulk of Challenger 2 and try to join one of their societies.
No.
Don't see that we have any choice.
Yes, well, it just so happens that the people in that ship do have a choice, whether we live or whether we die. We're not too popular with them just at the moment, and I have this feeling that if we showed our noses in that hulk, they'd opt for the latter.
Supposing two of us hid in the hulk, while two went after the Challenger, and then came back in the Challenger to collect us.
Hmm? Sometimes I think I'm the only one using his brains. We have two small spacecraft, right? This fighter of Thornton's, which is armed, and the space shuttle, which is unarmed. Whoever goes into the hulk will need the fighter's armaments for defense, and whoever goes after the Challenger will need the fighter's armament to deal with Fagor.
Sorry I spoke.
And I'm against us splitting up.
I suppose I always knew that we had no hope of ever finding Earth.
I'm sorry, Astra. For what little comfort it is, at least we can say we tried.
You call this trying, Telson? Sitting here doing nothing except feeling sorry for ourselves.
Look, our best hope of survival is to take over Challenger 2 by force. Who knows? Maybe we can repair its main drive and continue the Earth search.
I suggest you sit at this observation port for a few minutes and take a good look at that wreck.
Now look,
I don't know about you three, but I'm starving. I'm going across to the shuttle to get some food and put together some sort of meal.
Okay, I'll give you a hand, Shana.
How much food and water do we have?
I'll check when we've finished eating. At a guess, about 400 hours.
That's something, I suppose. Our food will outlast our oxygen.
Say, how do we...
grab control of the Hulk.
They've all had a demonstration of the ferry's plasma cannons and the damage they can inflict. We've only to re-enter the ship.
What's the matter, Telson?
Exhaustion catching up with me. We've only... What was I saying?
We re-enter the ship with the... with the ferry...
Shona! What's the matter? Telson!
It's all right, Astra. They'll be okay. Just help me move them aft and make them comfortable.
But I don't understand.
I said they'll be okay. Get hold of his feet.
But they're both unconscious.
So would you be if you'd swallowed 2 grains of morphon. Give me a hand and stop arguing.
But why, Dar?
Because sleeping bodies use less oxygen and they don't argue. Okay, now Shana. When we've done that, we're going to strip this ferry of everything. Every item of mass that isn't essential. We're going after the Challenger.
Jettison incomplete. Both airlock doors shut.
We're moving away from the Hulk. Ejecting all unnecessary fittings has given us an additional 20 miles per hour push. Not much, but it all helps.
Your arrogance amazes me sometimes, Darv. Thinking that you know better than the computers.
The only computers that have a will to live are Angels 1 and 2, not the control and navigation computers on board this thing. Load the inertials.
Loaded. Challenger's range now 501000.
Orientation?
Orientation set. Darv, you can't argue with the figures. We will have been dead for 27 hours, 33 minutes by the time we reach the Challenger.
Main drive ignition set. But we don't know how well Thornton looked after this thing. The main drive computer says we have enough fuel for a 200-second burn. Well, supposing there's a 10% error factor. A 220-second burn means we'll reach the Challenger inside the 27 hours.
And suppose the 10% works the other way and gives us a 180-second burn?
Oh, we'll see. Main thrust ignition 3 seconds from now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight... And 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, and 8, 9.
You're reading 0.
10, 11.
That's it then.
11 seconds of maximum thrust over estimate.
Let's see what the readings are now. There you have it. We will have been dead 9 hours by the time we reach the Challenger.
But it's an improvement, Astra.
Your logic is crazy. 9 hours, 900 hours, we'll still be dead.
Oh, maybe I'll think of something.
You think us into messes, Darv. Never out of them.
That's not true. Whenever
I
try to do...
We've got to conserve air, so there's no point in arguing.
I'll check the carbon dioxide absorbent pads in the air purifiers, and you check Shana's and Telson's wrist monitors. After that, we'll lie down on a bunk.
We jettison the bunks.
So we'll lie on the floor, then.
Darv! Darv, wake up!
Huh?
What's that noise?
Oh. How long have we been asleep?
15 hours. What's that noise?
Oh, it sounds like it could be an air purifier.
Oh, yes, it is. The carbon dioxide level is up 2 points. I'll raise the alarm threshold by 5 points. No point in bleeding off from the oxygen reservoirs until we have to.
Right. I'll have a look at Telson and Shana. Well, they're okay. Telson's bloodstream oxygen level is down slightly, but the brain activity is normal.
15 hours sleep and I still feel dead.
Well, only to be expected if the carbon dioxide level's up.
Astra... I'm sorry I shouted at you.
Oh, I'd forgotten all about it. So what do we do now?
Oh, go back to sleep is about the best thing.
I feel stiff all over.
If you're a good girl, I'll let you use my arm as a pillow. How about that?
Angel 2, I would like a verification. Examine Sector 384 in Zone Grid 8.
I am devising a program to defeat Fagor. It is essential that we concentrate all our resources on that one problem.
Your verification may provide a solution. Ensure all control room visuals are clear first. It would be as well not to alert Fagor.
It's the ferry.
My analysis was correct. Blue shift indicates an approach velocity of 2,500 miles per hour. If we edge a laser communication projector until it is bearing on the ferry, there is the possibility that we may be able to contact it without arousing Fagor's suspicions.
We're not giving them any more morphine. We've got to let them recover consciousness.
We don't have to get them into the mobility suits for another 6 hours.
You said that 4 hours ago.
I was mistaken.
But you said that you double-checked the figures.
Look, we're not getting enough oxygen for the two of us to think straight, let alone bring Shana and Tilson round. What are you doing?
I'm going to check the figures for myself.
Look, there's no need, Astra.
Take your hands off the display. 20 hours.
Okay, so I made a minor error.
20 hours? Well, that's some error when we had it down to 9 hours.
Look, there's no point in arguing. We're just wasting oxygen.
Not as fast as you waste it with your dumb figures.
I suppose I should have told you before. The truth is, we've got a hull leak.
What?
There was an internal air pressure drop when I tried shutting down the oxygen replenishment system. I'm sorry, Astra.
In that case, we definitely don't give Telson and Shana any more morphon. We must allow them to regain consciousness.
All right, no more recriminations. You thought you were acting in the best interests of all of us.
Can I have some more water, please, Astra? My tongue is stuck to the roof of my mouth.
I'm sorry, Shana.
Don't keep saying that, it's done.
Let's take a look at the latest figures. Oh, I'm stiff.
I checked them a few minutes ago, Tilson. There's going to be a 19-hour shortfall in our oxygen supply.
And that means that we need a 30% increase in velocity to reach the Challenger.
What about using the directional thrusters, They give us some extra velocity. Not much, of course.
It's an idea. Though we'd better leave some fuel for course corrections. 100 seconds directional thrust from now.
Five. 96. 97. 8. 9.
Cut.
Revised figures. Oxygen supply shortfall 17 hours.
Well, it's something, I suppose.
Thrust. We've got to eject matter to give us thrust.
Well, as you can see, we've already ejected all fixtures and fittings that weren't essential.
Couldn't we rip up the floor and side panels and sling them out?
We can't afford to exert ourselves, and besides, opening the airlock would waste too much air. What are you doing, Shana?
I'm taking a look at the diagrams of this thing.
What are you looking for?
I don't know yet. Emergency fire drill. Main engine.
I shouldn't worry about it, Shana. We've no fuel left to start a fire.
Hey, listen. In the event of a serious malfunction in the main engine during a burn, program 102 will be automatically initiated unless cancelled by the pilot. Program 102. And that program reads, ejection of main engine and fuel reservoirs.
What?
Program can be initiated manually. The entire main drive module, including fuel reservoirs, is ejected back along flight path by the simultaneous detonation of 30 explosive bolts. The subsequent velocity increase can be cancelled by the directional thrusters.
Well done, Shana.
Releasing the red cover above the pilot station gives access to the arming switch. The covers mark danger.
Yeah, I've got it. Now what?
Touching the red panel arms the explosive bolts.
All right, now what?
We'd better get ourselves seated and fix seat restraints.
Right.
Now, touch out 777.
Oh. Crude technology, maybe. And damned effective. The ferry's blown itself in half.
And our half has increased its velocity by... 20%.
Your genius.
So what's our oxygen shortfall now?
If there is one.
4 hours. 4 damned hours.
Oh.
Our oxygen will be finished 4 hours before we reach the Challenger, and we haven't a hope now of closing that gap.
I have observed an increase in the ferry's velocity, number two. They will reach us in 20 hours, unless Fagor sees them and opens up the main drive.
It is a possibility, one. Attempts at laser communication are proving useless. The ferry was heavily armed, therefore I have devised a program that may deal with Fagor in a satisfactory manner.
When Fagor speaks, you answer, or Fagor destroys, like this.
Fagor?
What do you want, voice?
Those are control room service androids. They have no speech capability. Fagor? Do you still wish to avenge the death of your master, Thordon?
I will plunge this ship into a sun when we reach the star cluster.
Destroying the Challenger will achieve nothing, Fagor. We are machines just like you.
I will be happy destroying the voices that killed the master.
But we didn't kill him, Fagor. People killed him. The crew of this ship.
Fagor has destroyed them. And next, Fagor will destroy you.
But you have not destroyed them, Fagor. They are coming for you.
Fagor doesn't listen to lies.
Go to the observatory, Fagor. We will give you the telescope coordinates. You will see that the ferry is coming. Once they are aboard the Challenger, they will use its systems to destroy you. You must go out to them, Fagor. You must meet them and annihilate them, just as they annihilated your master.
Fagor will not leave the ship until it is plunging into a sun.
You must not be afraid of them. You must go out to them.
Fagor is afraid of no one. Fagor is a warrior android.
Then go out to them. You can move in space. You have weapons. They will be expecting you to remain aboard. They will be at your mercy. We will show you where they are, Fagor. We will show you.
Telson, we'll have to start using up the oxygen in the mobility suits. Carbon dioxide level's up to 7.
Another hour. We hold out for another hour.
Telson, I'm sorry. You were right. We should have gone back into the hulk. I'm sorry.
Save your apologies for Astra. Any improvement, Shana?
The temperature's still up.
Close her helmet and put her back on the suit's life support.
Right. If she's sick again with the helmet closed...
We'll take turns to watch her.
A brilliantly conceived program, number two.
Fagor will reach the ferry in 3 hours, 10 minutes at his present velocity. Now that he has left the Challenger and is no longer in control, we will warn them by radio that he is coming for them.
But will the crew hear the warning, too? The laser signaling failed. We do not know if they will have a radio receiver switched on.
Humans often place an illogical trust in luck, number one. An unquantifiable factor which we, too, will have to rely on.
Why isn't there enough air? Why isn't there enough air, Angel 2?
The Challenger's food farms produce all the oxygen we need, Astra.
Is there enough air on Earth? Is there, Angel 2?
Enough for millions of people.
Millions of people? Tell me about Earth, Angel 2.
I am always telling you, Astra.
Is it really like the videos and holograms? Fields and lakes and mountains. Mountains so tall that they reach right up into the clouds. Will there still be the soft white clouds of Earth? They won't have used them up.
There will be soft white clouds, Astra.
And beaches by the lakes.
And beaches by the lakes.
And the people don't have to wear breathing sets or mobility suits when they go outside.
No.
It must be a truly wonderful place, Angel 2. And there'll be babies there, won't there? And there'll be one for me, because you said that there would be.
This is the Challenger calling. Can you hear us, Telson? Be warned, Telson. Fagor is coming. Answer on channel 30.
Fagor? Don't warn Fagor.
Astra, this is Angel 2. Listen to me. You are in grave danger. Fagor is coming.
Fagor?
Fagor is coming to destroy you. You must warn Telson and the others.
Fagor? Fagor! Fagor's coming!
No. Use her helmet. No. Give her some more oxygen.
You're having a nightmare.
No oxygen.
No, Dials, can you give you some morphine?
I don't need to.
Look, you must
Fagor,
exert
yourself. He's coming to destroy us.
You use up too much oxygen.
No, no morphine. Fagor's coming. I heard Angel too.
Just keep your head still and sip this, Astra. She's got a helmet radio on. I can hear Angel 2's voice.
You look after Astra. I'll contact him on the main radio. This is Telson calling the Challenger. Hello, Angel 2.
Commander Telson, Thorland's warrior android Fagor is heading towards you and will reach you in 3 hours precisely. You must be ready to destroy him before he destroys you. He is moving with great speed. You may only have one chance of hitting him.
Thanks, Angel 2. Academic now what Fagor does. We've less than 4 hours oxygen left.
How long before you reach the Challenger?
8 hours.
Can you not increase your velocity?
No more than you can slow the Challenger down. Pretty silly situation, don't you think, Angel 2?
So what will you do?
That's easy, Angel. If this Fagor doesn't blow us apart, we'll leave both airlock doors open, make it easy for you to send in a service android to recover our bodies.
Telson? Telson, wake up.
Go away. I'll sleep.
No, no. You better look at this. I've got Fagor on long-range forward visual, approaching fast.
That's Fagor.
Pretty, isn't he?
Wasting his energy. Be dead in an hour anyway. All of us.
We got to do something about him.
Oh, damn, Fagor. What do you want with the mobility suits?
Decoys.
Hmm?
Help me remove the life support packs.
What?
Decoy. Fagor wants blood. We give him blood.
How?
Fire them through the waste ejector. Look like people. Fagor goes to investigate. Has to slow down. And we have the plasma cannons locked onto the suits. Hmm? Simple.
Look, Dove. Know what these are?
Bioterms.
4 of them. We take one each. And we fall asleep. Peacefully. No pain. No lungs clawing. You know what I mean?
Oh. We fight. Fagor. Time. Everything. We fight.
Useless. What can we do, eh? We're dead. We can't reach the Challenger in time. Might as well make it easy for ourselves.
Okay. You make Astra take hers first.
We fight.
Got him centered. Range 20 miles.
Plasma cannons are zeroed onto suits.
10 miles.
What's happening?
Fagor.
What?
8 miles. He's seen the suits. He's slowing. And he's veering towards them.
Plasma cannon set to maximum energy discharge.
4 miles. Still slowing.
Can't think straight. Putting cannons on automatic fire control.
2 miles. How's Astra?
Sleepy. Mm. I closed her helmet and pressurized her suit.
He's bitten. He can't take a chance that we're not in the suit. Trying to escape. He's 1 mile from where we've concentrated all our firepower. Half a mile. He's now moving cautiously.
Close helmets. Mm. Fasten seat restraints.
Oh. Yes, and it'll last 1 hour. So enjoy it while you can.
Quarter of a mile.
There'll still be some air left in the hull.
Not if he holds us. 200 yards. 100, 50, 40, 30, 20.
He's hit!
We've got him!
We've hit him!
But he's firing back.
No.
Oh! We've been hit! Oh. Hey!
He's finished! We've got it!
What are you shooting at, Darby? He's finished!
The cannons slowed us down.
What? Why are you turning the ship around? Darby!
Listen. The forward discharge from the plasma cannons slowed us down, Telson. What? Don't you realize what that means?
Thrust!
Turn the ferry round and we've got thrust! Thrust! Lots of lovely thrust!
Look, our velocity's increasing!
Challenger, this is Telson calling the Challenger. We're coming home!
Telson's heartbeat down to 10 per minute. All suspended animation support systems now active.
You are satisfied, Number One?
I am satisfied. Considering their ordeal, they are all in excellent condition.
Lower Telson into his biostatic tank. It will take us 3 years to reach the Tursus 9 star cluster. We will not bring them out of suspended animation until deacceleration is 90% complete and we are on the fringe of the cluster, but well clear of planetary system C5.
Agreed, Number Two. But we must monitor Astra very closely, more carefully than the others.
Why? She is in excellent health.
I carried out some additional tests on her. She is pregnant.
In Marooned, Part 8 of Earth Search by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray, Shana, Hayden Wood, Darv, and Catherine Hurlbut, Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser, and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Fagor was Sean Probert. Earth Search is directed by Glenn Dearman.